I got one, the last chapter, and then it's done.
That's what's up. Congratulations on that. All right, man. Well, we're here, man. It's time for the Champion Mindset Show. EO, tell them about yourself. Tell them what's going on. Let's start chopping it up, man.
Hey, just here chopping game with one of the legends of the game. So, you know, when we get together, man, the game is heavy. It's manly. And it's that real shit.
Is that real shit?
Yeah. We representing the products. Let's get the products out there. If you want a nice cold drink, you can get one of these babies right there.
Show them the shirt, dog. Show them the shirt.
Starbucks shit. Kill this motherfucker.
All right, guys.
I got bags for the bitches. I got bags with the logo. For the bitches?
Show it. Hold on. Let's show the coffee mug.
That's been in the rotation. I got pillows. I got accent pillows to throw on the couch.
Nice.
I got more products to come.
Pins, drawers, all that.
Thongs. I got a thong, too.
This month. Well, I can't with you people. I just can't do it. Okay. All right, guys. If y'all have a question, I'm going to go ahead and if y'all have a question, go ahead and call in. Also, guys, if you have a question in the chat room, EO, if you see a question that I missed or something, please, you know, just give me the time stamp and we'll pull the question up. I'm going to go ahead and open up another browser so I can see on this monitor any questions that pop up. But we got a lot to talk about, man. And I want you to go ahead and Let's start the show, man, on what the topic is, man. Why don't you let everybody know, man?
Yeah, you know what? I was thinking it'd be a good idea to talk a little bit about the tricking mindset versus the masculine rewarding mindset, because there's a difference. Yes. See, tricking is a symptom of an underlying self-identification issue. Because if you don't know who you are, you're going to trick for everybody. Not just women, you trick for everybody. You trick for family, friends, your church. Even the church got you tricking.
Yeah, right, that's real.
No, I really mean it. It's not just with women. It's just a tricking mindset. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you want. So you tend to buy people's affection. You grovel for their time. So tricking is not just paying for something. It's a mindset.
Yes.
You know, so I wanted to talk about the difference. I wanted us to talk about the differences between tricking versus rewarding. Because let me share a story with you. I had this woman tell me one time she was dating this guy, and that all she had to do was tell him that she saw these, I think they're called Christian Louboutin shoes. All the women will know what that shit is. Shout out to Kevin Samuels. I think Kevin Samuels has got some of them.
Yeah.
The red bottoms. So she told me, she said, yeah, you know what? All I had to do was tell this dude that I was seeing that I liked him. And he ended up getting it for her. She said they were like two G's. Now, see me, if I had a woman that told me that she kind of just referenced some shoes like that, I would have told her flat out, that's not a problem. Once you give me $2,000 worth of value, you got them shoes.
Yes.
That's what I would have said. Yes. Without even skipping a beat, I would have said, cool. I don't have $2,000? No problem. You give me $2,000 worth of value. Once I get that, you got the shoes in exchange. That's your reward for doing a good job for me. So you men just give shit to women for nothing. I would have told her ass, no problem. Give me $2,000 worth of value. You got them shoes, baby girl.
Well, you know what? That's something I think a lot of guys don't understand is that I don't mind rewarding. But, again, like you said, she's coming to the world of me. She's coming into my world. Her body gets her to the door. What she does for me gets her a seat beside my table. She's sitting beside me. So whatever it is she brings to my table is going to be rewarded. See, what a lot of guys don't know, Christmas time, I can go pick a daisy out of the grass and give it to her. This is a funny thing, EO. A lot of guys don't notice. They will go over a woman's house, and they'll see a wilted flower on the wall, and they won't even know what that's about. They're like, damn, why she got that dead-ass flower on her wall or on her diary or on her table? Why don't you just throw that away? Why would you have that? Because it's a symbol of a man that she will always remember. So I'm going to reward good behavior. See, I don't mind later on taking a woman out to dinner when she earns it. Because like you said, EO, she's got to build up to dinner. You don't just get dinner. You got to build up to dinner. You got to show me that not only are you better than all the other women that's out there, but what are you bringing to the table, brother? What say you on that, man?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, just like with anything, you can't even give a kid. Why would you give an F student that doesn't do his chores a new Xbox? I mean, I would have been like, yo, brother, you got Fs. You don't do shit around here. You ain't getting shit. So you're going to have to reward all that. And it, just like I would do with my own children, I would say, listen, son, listen, daughter, I have no problem rewarding you with certain luxuries and things that you enjoy, but you're going to have to earn that around here. And because truthfully, I'm setting them up for the real world anyway.
Yes.
If I spoil these motherfuckers, they ain't going to be able to know how to do shit out here. They'll get eaten alive. And that's the thing. A woman is used to getting her way. She's been socially conditioned to be like that.
Yes.
So she's going to test you. She's going to say, yo, there's this person I saw. Yo, there's this place I want to go to. And I say, hey, I'll keep it in mind. I got some shit I need you to do first.
Yeah.
And when you do it, and here's the thing, Steve, as you know, and most of these men, I hope they know, is that she wants that anyway. Anything you get for free, you don't value.
Exactly.
I said this on a broadcast. Think about an open bar. You ever been to an open bar wedding?
Oh, yeah, all the drinks you want.
You just be going up there throwing drinks away. Hey, let me try that shit right now. Fuck that drink. You want this shit? I ain't drinking that shit.
Right.
There's going to be half-drink cups everywhere
because
they don't respect it. But if you know, if you force to pay, you're gonna be a little more strategic about your choice.
Awesome.
I want to get what I really want. So it's just common sense. Don't give these bitches nothing without them earning it. Please, please don't do that.
Exactly. Do you want to just go on the earn or you want to go on the fuck up first? Where would you like to start this one, brother?
You said to earn.
I mean, I'm talking about her earning or these guys.
Oh, earning.
So which one would you want to start off with, man?
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me show you guys the back of the shirt that'll go into. We can start with a. You know.
It begins up, stand up. It begins and ends with stand up. A little bit higher. With the man. All right, there you go. We got it. There you go.
All right. No, it begins and ends with the man. So how you set the tone from the beginning will dictate how she reacts to you. Remember, you cannot be in a response to a woman. She ain't taking you nowhere.
Right.
She ain't taking you nowhere but to the divorce court.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that because even if you marry a woman, it has to be on your terms. Everything has to be on your terms. If a woman's not exhausted by the end of the week trying to please you, you're not coaching her right.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I really mean that. A woman has to be so tired. And then when you see her like at a quarter of a tank, Steve. So here's the thing. You fill the woman up with a reward once she's earned it. She's at full tank. So she's got vigor. She's got energy. She can do some shit. You give her some assignments. And assignment doesn't mean she's slaving over a stove. It's what you want her to do for you.
Right, right.
It could be femininity. It could be, you know, suck your dick. You know, I need you to do – I have a list of things I want you to do, expectations, things like that.
Yes.
When she gets down to the quarter of a tank, she's getting ready to run on fumes now. And if you get her to the fumes part, now here comes resentment, frustration, attitude.
Right.
So once she gets to quarter of a tank, fill that motherfucker back up.
Well, yeah, you know what? That, and I think a lot of guys they don't have enough women to understand that a woman wants to do and please a man. That she gets off on cooking for you, giving you a massage, and all that other stuff. And when, like you said, when that tank gets into the films, what a lot of guys do is they keep pushing it. They keep, all right, well, you ain't done. Keep going. And they never take a second to show a little grace. See, a little bit of appreciation goes a long way with a woman because when she's on those films, that's when I don't mind. She don't even know. She come home from a hard day work. The bath is already ready to go. The candles.
Yep.
You go ahead. I'm going to undress you. Go ahead and relax in the tub. I got everything covered for you. So what I'm doing is, and you're saying, we're training. See, we want to train and reward good behavior. That's all we're doing. We want her. She's got to exhaust all those films. I mean, down to the films because that's the only way to keep a man. That's the only way. Remember, we are making the choice because as men, we've got one foot out the door anyway because you're not showing me anything. If you come in with your titties and your ass, you ain't showing me anything. So all you're going to do is get fucked and I'm going to roll on. But I like I say, EO, let's talk about it. We know women got the chauffeur, the shoulder to cry on, the motherfucker paying bills, buying drinks. They have their roster. Why can't we? Why can't I put you on from the practice squad and see what you do best? And whatever it is you do best, I'm going to work you to be better at what you're doing to my satisfaction. Not your satisfaction. I'm going to throw it to you, EO. Not your satisfaction, but my satisfaction. What say you, my brother?
Yeah, man, I agree with everything. And even think about everything. Think about if you hire a personal trainer, he's going to start you off intermediate level. As he sees you're progressing, he's going to increase the intensity. Think about a video game. I know you play video games.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get easier as it goes along. It's harder. You're facing bigger and better and stronger bosses in these games. As it progresses, it don't get easier. It gets harder. So the same thing with a woman. If she's not constantly growing and evolving and learning, see, women want to be with men that teach them something.
Yes.
It's not just having her do jobs because she's a slave.
Yes.
She's my fucking slave. I got hire a maid to clean this motherfucker. I don't need you to do this bitch. I do it because what else you going to do?
Yes.
If you're going to be here, you're going to add value.
Yes.
If you ain't going to add value, what the fuck you doing over here? That goes for male friends, too. I don't even have male friends that don't do nothing. You don't want to do nothing? Get your ass out of here, bro. Straight up.
No, that's real talk because the value, this is what EO and myself are trying to show you men. The value of a man goes beyond just what they see on the outside. There you are levels and layers of information that and demands that you're allowed to demand. I don't think these guys understand. You're allowed to demand and you're allowed to say no. And you're allowed to say, get the fuck out of my door. Hey, if you want somebody to take you out to Chez Francois with the valet parking and the maitre d' and all that shit, then take your ass and go find that sucker right now, because I ain't doing it. Because you know what, EO? Then you guess what? See, guys, y'all want to be called nice, sweet, kind, thoughtful, caring, and understanding. Nah, motherfucker, I want to be an asshole. I want to be the jerk. I want to be the one that you don't listen and you want to do things your way and you always got to be right. That's what I want because I know I'm winning at that point. EO, what say you, brother?
Yeah, and I guarantee you, anything you give a woman without her earning it, she's going to lose respect for you.
Yes.
She's going to, I promise you, I've lost respect for women that gave me shit that I didn't have to do for.
Yes.
I used to get colognes in the mail and flowers and edible arrangements and all kind of shit. I'm like, damn, bitch, I haven't even seen you like in 3 months. Why are you simping for me?
Right.
Stop simping for me, bitch.
Right.
Like, I have women simping for me in the past. I turn women into simps. You guys are steady trying not to be a simp. You know you can turn these women into simps. And so what I will say, there was something I wanted to say. Yes, it's not really about mistreating a woman or making her go through obstacle courses and fucking family double dare. I got family double dare set up in here, bro. She's going down slides and shit, fucking slime and shit. she like family double dare. The time she gets to the end of the race, she jacked up. But listen, she had fun. She appreciates it. She learned more about herself.
Yes.
And you always steady have to keep putting women on game. That's my secret. That's the secret to my success is that every person I come across, whether it be, you know, a new partner such as yourself or a woman, a friend.
Yes.
I look forward to putting people that I deal with on game.
Yes.
And teaching them something new and likewise learning something new from them.
Yes.
So he laced me. With women.
Yeah, you laced me today. I ain't gonna tell you what he laced. I got a surprise for you, motherfucker. But he's the reason why. He laced me on some game today on some shit I didn't even, my cake ass didn't know. But that, EO, but that's what I'm saying. See, in order for you to lace anybody on game, you got to be on your game to the highest standard of that day and keep growing. Because a woman wants to be led, and she wants to know what she needs to do. You know what? I'm just giving an example. I don't like fucking a bunch of ice in my drink. Just give me a few cubes in that mother to keep it cold, and I'm good. Right. So then when you start, I start training you to do that. That's when you get the reward of my time. That's when you get the reward of my text messages. That's when you get to move up in front of all the other women, and that's where I give you a little more time. So guess what? When Friday or Saturday night come, and I'm like, okay, who am I? What woman do I want to grace myself with? I got to look back at the roster of you remember in kindergarten where they had the star button? You know, there's a chart, and they had the little circles and stars of the good student. I got to look at the good woman, the one that, you know what? The one that gave me less resistance, the one that was doing for me without me having to ask, and the one that could appreciate what she's going to get in return because they're working for my pleasure, but I will give pleasure back. What say you, my brother?
Yeah, and Steve, stop giving the dick away for free. Don't give him no dick. No, I really mean it. You guys are fast to offer dick.
Oh,
I'd be like, you got to earn the dick, too. You got to earn a kiss. You got to earn my You got to earn my voice. You got to earn my scent. You got to earn my balls on your chin. You got to earn everything. Like there is no freebies around in this joint. I mean, you earning this shit, bitch. And I say that with love.
With
and
love.
The women want to earn it.
Yes.
Trust me, the women want to earn it. Even if you tell them how to look, how to wear, what to wear.
Yes.
You know, grow your pussy hair out. Shave it.
Yes.
Wear some glasses tonight. Put your hair up. Put your hair down. You better learn everything I like and become that shit.
Yes.
And likewise, and Steve, let me say this one last thing. It's not a one-way street. You know, you also be courteous to the woman.
Yes.
You nurture the woman.
Yes.
You love on the woman. Don't be in love with her. Just love on her. You know, I think sometimes just being in love, well, that's a whole different topic, but the whole in love thing, sometimes you don't know what you love. You might love the arrangement, not so much the person, but give back. I had three situations in the last month. I went to Starbucks, was in line at Starbucks, got up to the front thing. The lady said, the person in front of you paid for your drink. I said, really? Okay, thank you. I said, so let me hook up the dude in the back. Then I went to Burger King one day. I had a taste for a flame broiled burger. Went in, got me, my girl something. Went up. My thing was like $22. I let a dude in. This is what happened. I was in line, and there was like an intersection. I was there first, and this car came up.
Yeah.
And I said, go ahead, bro. I work for myself. I ain't got to be nowhere. Go ahead. I work for myself, man.
Yeah.
I don't have to clock in nowhere.
Yeah.
And so he went before me. I didn't think anything of it. I was just hooking the brother up. He paid for my meal.
Yes.
And then I paid for the guy's meal in the back. So it's a give and take.
Yes.
It's a give and take. You're courteous to them. They're courteous to you. You're good to them. They're good to you. But nothing for free. Nothing for free.
Right. Yeah.
It's not even in their best interest, Steve.
Right.
It's not even good for them to give it to them for free.
Right.
They must earn it. They'll appreciate it. They'll take better care of it. Have you ever been given something for free? You're like, man, fuck this shit. I don't even need this shit. Mm-hmm. But if you pay for it or you had to work your ass off to get it, you shining the motherfucker. Just like if you give a kid a car.
That's what I'm about to say.
You give kids cars, they're crashing it. They don't even put good gas in it. They're drinking and driving it, throwing cigarette butts. But if you make them earn it, you know, you show them how to pay the bill on time. Hey, bill's due on the 27th. We're going to pay it on the 25th. It's going to come out of your account. This is how you do it. Watch how they take care of that vehicle, Steve.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because they don't love the vehicle. But that's what comes with the worth of these guys that they don't understand. I'm not being funny. I don't know how to teach a guy how to get pussy. That shit is so beneath me and so below me that I don't even know the first thing to tell a guy how to beg and pander for something women want to get for free. I don't know how to do that. So I don't understand how people teach that shit. What I'm trying to teach them is there's another world, EO, that they don't understand.
Right.
Where women want to give the pussy to you on a silver platter.
Yeah.
Where women, as soon as she realizes that she's got to work for the dick, that goes with the experience of the man.
Yeah.
When she realizes, wait a second, I got the sexy body. I got thousands of guys that want to fuck me. But wait a second, what you mean I got to work for your dick? I ain't working with, bye. Wait, why are you talking?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she may hate you, EO, but internally, the pussy starts to tingle, starts to get wet, and the panties start to slide off her damn hips because no matter how mad she is about you and I and how much of an asshole and dicks we are and how dare you, who do you think you are? You think you're God's gift to women. You ain't all that. But what is she doing? She's going to the sucker and being like, well, I got a friend named his name is E-E-E-Z, and he's just an asshole to my girlfriend, and he had the nerve to tell her, the girlfriend, that she's got to earn his dick. What an asshole, right? And then the motherfucking goofy motherfucker would be like, oh, you're so beautiful. Just tell your friend to leave that guy alone. He's just an asshole. All he wants to do is fuck. And no, and you know what? They come back to you and they spend the whole day from the moment they wake up till they talk to you trying to come up with either the right sentence, EO, or the right text message, the right phone call, the right emoji, the right thing to say to start a, put themselves in a position of a debate in which they're going to get their ass ate up in, brother. What say you, man?
Yeah, man, I couldn't agree more with that. And the thing about taking, we talked about it before, taking women out to dinners and shit. Some of these women don't even know how to talk. Like, I really mean that. So, like, if you say, like, hey, let's meet at this place. It's a nice joint. We'll get something to eat. She don't even know how to communicate that well out of these women. So now you're putting in a situation, you're like, oh, fuck that. All I know how to do is spread my legs. I mean, put makeup on, put weave on, and that's it. I mean, yeah, we're talking about some low-quality bitches. Yeah. But, you know, for the most part, you got to scale these women out. Start small, guys, please. Stop with these restaurants, fancy shit. Here's the other thing. You got to give a woman a taste. She's not going to crave you if you don't give her a taste. So you got to give her a little bit of taste. So I'm going to say, you don't have to give her dick right away, but give her a taste. Give her your breath. Like, you know, hopefully you give her your breath, you give her your voice, you give her a touch, you give her some direction, you tell her what it is you want to do with her. You don't tell her when, you just tell her this is what I'm looking to do with you. And then if you got game, see, here's the other thing. There's a lot of coaches that say get straight to the point. I don't disagree with getting straight to the point because you don't have game yet. But once you master your craft, you can get a woman on the phone then and start talking to her. You know, and that way she don't even want a date. You're like, hey, fuck that date. I'm coming over right now. You know, that you can expedite that process just by having a mouthpiece, knowing who you are, and giving her a little taste test. I've heard you say once before, think about it in the mall.
When you pass by
Gloria Jean's,
yes.
You know, the coffee place.
Yes.
They're like, hey, you want to sample the new caramel frappuccino or the new pumpkin latte for the fall? You're like, damn. And you're like, ooh, I want to get one of those. Okay, bring your chump ass over here. We'll get you one. $6, bitch. So that's the way it is.
Yes. See, it's giving them a sample of you because I know when she goes back to the mall, she's going to get her ass right back in line and get another sample of that coffee or that bourbon chicken or whatever because of how it makes her feel, right? She loves the taste of it. But that's what I always tell guys. Just because I set the date up, if I meet you on Monday and I set the date up for Friday or Saturday, we're not even getting to the date. We won't even reach the ice cream or the feet in the – we wouldn't reach the ice cream on the corner of your ass in the face of the pillow, your ass up in the air, or the birds feeding at the pond at Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks. We're not even going to get there. You know why? Because – I got to stamp that right there. Stamping that shit. But the reason why is because I'm putting so much motherfucking flavor in her ear and in her eyes. And I want to make sure within the first few days, if not the day, that she's thinking about me before she goes to bed. Before she goes to bed, I'm the last thing she thinks about. And when she wakes up in the morning, where I fuck her up, where most guys don't, is I don't mind sending her a voice message or a video message. So when she wakes in the morning, she's not even expecting that. She might be expecting a text, but seeing a voice, hearing the essence of my voice, the smoothness of my voice, or seeing it is going to make her toes curl between her ears because she's like, who the fuck is this person? EO, what say you?
Part of the reason why women flay guys is because they didn't have enough to go on with you.
Yes.
Like, there wasn't enough given to her. I mean, you just went up to her real quick. You tried to make it fast because you have a scarcity mindset and you don't know how to approach women. You don't know how to give her your number. You don't know how to instruct her on what to do.
Yes.
You know, just direction from the very first hello. And that's the thing. You gave her such a basic, quick hit of you. You're not memorable. That's why she flakes. She's like, damn, who the fuck did I have a date with? Oh, that dude, he didn't even get my pussy wet yet. So the thing is, guys, you got to know who you are. You got to go out there and milk this shit. Like you said, audio text. Man, I'm the king of audio text, man. Exactly. I send audio text all the time. I send audio text to my, even my friends to get them in the habit of doing that shit. You know, I'm trying to put them on game. They don't even realize it. I got even my designer doing that shit. I'm like, Zane, what up, brother? And not to mention, I don't even want to be doing this bullshit. I gotta talk. Yo, what's up, bro? This is what we're going to do today. This is our direction today. Yes. We're going to focus on this. We're going to tweak a few things from the last thing.
Yes.
Even he appreciates the direction I'm giving him.
Yes.
So it's not just women. This is a lifestyle.
It's the lifestyle, dog. That's what a lot of guys don't understand. See, these average motherfuckers that don't know game, they just go to, hey, just text a girl. No, man. I want to see a photo. Matter of fact, I was giving them some game in the car today, EO. I'm telling women, like, who have right now with the COVID-19, I'm telling them to tell these women, you know what? I want you to wear the most sexiest outfit you have. Let's go live. And I want you to set the phone up. And what I want you to do is I want you to put some music on, and I want to watch you slowly take those clothes off. Let me watch you undress yourself the way, right, EO? The way I would do it if I was there right now. See that instruction? They don't even know about that. Because when's the last time a woman is even told to do some things like that?
Right,
they're not
right.
even. But see, that's what makes the pussy wet between the ears. That's what makes them want to fuck you, because they're like, who the fuck are you, EO? Or Steve?
You know what? Steve, real quick, these dudes right here, no, I ain't trying to get down on them, but Clayton Kipper, and there's another gentleman, Kuiper, and another dude that said, you know, women flake because of hypergamy, and that they find something better.
Oh, wait, who the fuck said that? Wait.
No, and I will tell you, and that's true. That's definitely true. You weren't memorable enough. You didn't tap into her feelings. You didn't tap into her mind. There was nothing different about you. And that's true. What he's saying is a fact.
Well, okay.
What he's saying is a fact. I mean, it's coming from a low vibration. I could tell he's saying it like as in, she found something better. That's how bitches are. Why can't you be the better option? Hold on. Let me say, see, why can't you be the dude she flakes on? She flakes on the other dude for you. Why can't you be the example of hypergamy? It's always some other dude that gets more than what you get. Why can't a woman cancel with another dude and say, fuck that, I'm going to see Steve. Steve knows how to treat me. Steve knows how to bring out the best in me. Why can't you be that dude? Does that make sense, Steve?
Yeah, but here's the problem, brother. I'm going to give you straight up, here's the problem. Why the fuck do you give a fuck what a woman does? Why do you care if she goes up, down, left, or right? See, what y'all guys got to learn about these two motherfuckers on this panel right here is we will keep it real with you. The game ain't about women. We showing you what to do with women to get them to fuck you. So you coming off with this hypergamy shit, listen to what you – why would a woman want to fuck a guy whose pussy is tighter than a woman by making that silly-ass shit? Listen, I don't care if she's looking for somebody better. I don't care if she goes right or left. Look, there are no fucks taken and there's no fucks given. I don't care. So this young man, what I'm saying to you real quick before I throw it to EO, is you got to change your fucking mindset. Stop bitching. Stop being a victim, because you're saying women flake. So I guess you fucked all the women in the world then, right? I guess he fucked more women than you and I, EO, to make that statement. Don't make them bitch-ass statements if you ain't got nothing to back it up, young man. That's all I'm saying. You ain't fucking enough women for that. I'm sorry. Go ahead, EO.
No. I don't mean to cut you off. And realistically speaking, if you've had enough experience with women and you're a self-sufficient man, you'll know that women ain't shit.
Exactly.
They don't come in knowing how to do shit. As a matter of fact, the only reason why the sex is good is because I made it good. I'm the one that drenched that pussy. I'm the one that pumped her fucking 25,000 times and made her fucking, you know, I made her ass dick drunk. I'm making her dick drunk. I'm making her fucking emotionally drunk. Yeah. She just stays drunk when she with a dude like me. So what I'm telling you is that if you had enough experience, these bitches stay drunk. They don't bring nothing to the table, dude. You're over here sweating a woman flaking when she ain't going to do jack shit for you anyway. You have to give the impression like, yo, this is on you. You fuck this up, that's on your dumb ass.
Yes.
I'm the motherfucking king around here. And your actions, your voice, your mannerisms, how you talk to her, it'll display that. So it all comes back to what the fuck it says on the back of my T-shirt.
But check it out, brother. He's sweating a bitch he ain't even fucking. He's sweating women. He ain't even fucking nobody. But you know what? That's the excuse he going to use to say that I ain't shit in the bedroom. I don't know how to put flavor in a woman's ear. I don't know how to talk her out of her motherfucking panties. So it's easier for me to make the excuse than accept the fact that I need to shut my goddamn ass up and ask some questions to us that can get him over the hump. That's what I'm saying. But let's go to a quick commercial real quick. We running this show. We got EO. We got the Dean. Let's eat real quick. Here we go.
Coach EO declares it's time to get your balls back. It begins and ends with the man. So, why the fuck do you keep blaming women, society, anyone for that matter? It's time to face the facts. You don't know who the fuck you are. Coach Everett Overton's debut book is titled Cut the Bullshit. It's time you do just that. No more excuses. No more complaining. And for fuck's sake, stop asking the same questions over and over. It's time to put the work in. EO's not here to coddle you, motherfucker. He's here for one reason and one reason only. To help you become a champion. Book a one-on-one coaching session with Coach EO today by emailing him at EverettOverton@mail.com. That's EverettOverton@mail.com. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Let's get
it. People think the only way to get some ass is by doing the basic dating routine. Flirt to Fuck is a product that cuts through all the bullshit and gets right to the point. It's what guys who get pussy do all the time. They don't take women out. They take them inside the crib to get some pussy or some head. The game isn't about how much you can kiss her ass. It's about how much ass you can get without spending money.
There we go. Yeah. Hitting them hard. Nice. Guys, y'all want to call in 515-605-9373 is the number, man. We are spitting yak, guys. Love y'all in the chat room. Y'all got any questions, put a Q in there. Put a Q if y'all got any questions, and we'll be happy to answer them. But E-Dog, let's talk real quick about the guys that on the other side of the spectrum. The thirsty. Because I think a lot of guys, because of number one, bad information, a lot of people out here are too busy complaining about women and shit to teach these young men anything. And these young men don't understand. I want to throw to you that they don't understand, and I call it the ecosystems of women. And I talk about there's an insecurity ecosystem, and there is also an insecurity. And what's the other one? God damn it, I told you. Manipulation and deception ecosystem. And what I mean by that, E, is that these women are the masters of these two domains. Right. They're the master of insecurity because they're the most insecure motherfuckers walking the planet, other than these guys, some of these guys out there. And the manipulation and deception is the wig, the eyes, the fake nails, the push-up bra, and all that bullshit. And when you go into her ecosystem and you are insecure, she's going to run you. If you go in her ecosystem using deception, manipulation, indirect game, and lies, you're playing the master of manipulation, thinking that you can run game on someone that knows the game. You got it. Then we got 585 and next. But, EO, what say you, my brother?
Yeah, man, I agree with you. Everything, you know, for the most part, there's some good women out here that come in with some qualities you can work with, but that's your job to discern that. It's your job to see that, okay, she knows how to do this. She knows how to do that. Like, even a woman with money, you can learn how to leverage that money a little bit. See, me, I would be pimping them and shit. I'd be like, yo, okay, so she make $85,000 a year. Okay, I'm going to take about, you know, 65 of that. I'll give you about 25, you know, I'll put you on a budget and shit. I'll be checking your receipts. I'll be, you know, I got to log into your bank account. But okay, shit. See, you motherfucking, I'm old school pimping, bro. Like, I'm straight up Chicago style, old school pimping.
Yeah,
I don't even give a fuck about what a woman thinks. I really don't. At the end of the day, that's what I think. My mission is fucking great. That's not to say that her personal mission, aside from the connection that she has with me, is not important. She has an important mission as a woman and as a human being, and she has a purpose here, you know. And I want her to do that. I want her to do that. But at the end of the day, you got to come and do things on my terms. There's times where I even tell women, hey, take all that shit off. You know that stuff you talked about, them synthetics, those enhancements?
Yes.
You know, I say, hey, yeah, take all that shit off. Don't even come over here with all that on. Come over here with some yoga pants on with your bare face. I don't even want to see all that. See, I tell women what is, bro. I get them away from their bullshit.
Yes.
See, you continue their bullshit, men, because you insert your own bullshit and manipulation and lying and all those bullshit tactics.
Right.
Whereas me, I try to invite the woman into authenticity. I try to show her where you can be authentic over here. Be yourself. So that's the thing. I don't even – all that bullshit, guys, you buy into that. You buy into that. At the end of the day, your program is what you need to introduce her to. She's going to shit test you. She's used to it. She's used to chump. There's a chump around every corner.
Yes.
She's, you, like you said, she has categories for men. Why not you be that champion in that category? It's the champ right here. I can't fuck with this guy. You know, like, I got to come to this guy on his terms. Whatever he says goes. You know, he's dicking me down. He's educating me. He makes me feel more like a woman. He puts me in my femininity. At the end of the day, masculinity always wins. Masculinity always wins.
Absolutely.
So, yes, you know, that's what I'll say about that, man.
100.
I mean, it's not rocket science. They're trying to make a simple formula of what it means to be a man, and they're trying to overcomplicate this shit. See?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They make play. They call, instead of saying women play, they just want to do more than what they need to do. But let's bring in this call real quick, and we'll continue. Eric Code 585, what is your question, sir? What's up?
What's going on, Dean? Steve Dean, yo. Fucking fuck with you, dude. You got to start playing that Flavor in the Air song, man. That shit is... You're so right about that, though. Is they got two pussies and shit. I respect that.
Yeah.
But my question is, like, what's your advice for, like, a young dude like me as far as the game?
Like, what do you mean? What do you mean as far as what part of the game are you talking about?
Like,
you,
how
women?
I should approach it. Like, yeah. Like, how I should approach it as far as, like, adding chicks to the team. Because, like, I'm tired of, like, just sleeping, like, doing one-night stands and shit.
All right, EO, would you like to go first on that, brother?
Yeah, I can go. I can go first.
Okay.
Hey, so what you trying to do with these women, though? Like, you said you're tired of one-night stands. How many one-night stands have you had?
I've had about 10.
Okay. And you're not enjoying it anymore?
No.
Okay. And how old are you?
22.
Damn, you're young yet, brother. Yeah, sure. you're
nah,
young.
No,
I'm not
what
here
I'm saying. Like, what's your advice?
Can you tell me why you have that? If you're setting up these one night stands and these, and now are you keeping these women in the rotation, or are you just fucking them one time and then they just ghost your ass?
Nah, I'm just basically just fucking them, and I'm not liking them as much anyways. I've been going out and shit at night.
Okay, it doesn't sound like you. It sounds like your game is sloppy and your vision as to what you want to do with these females. You're not sure of what you want to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, right now, it's hard for me to advise you on what to do because you sound like you don't know what you want. So you're telling me you now want to be in a relationship with a female. Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you're telling us?
Possibly, yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
See, you don't even know. You're saying possibly, you know, every time I had a one-night
stand. Well,
of
course I want me a main chick, but I want to take time with that anyway. I don't want to just make a chick my girlfriend that fast. But I also want to fuck chicks on the side as well, too.
Too much going on.
Yeah.
You need to simplify what you want to do. You got to come up with a way to present that too. Because I heard this dating coach and he's in an open marriage. I heard this dating coach and he's married. I heard this dating coach and he says fuck him to sleep and throw him to the side of the road. You're hearing too many different stories, and I think you're confused, bro. You're confused at what you want to do. You need to narrow down what really makes sense with what's going on in your life. And decide what that's going to be for a certain amount of time. You know, do you even have your own place?
I got my own spot.
Are you done, EO?
Okay.
8585.
Go ahead, brother.
8585.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to roll on what EO's saying here, man. What do you want? What is it that you want? Because if you had 10 women that you fuck when they stands, then your fuck game is really fucking terrible. If they ain't coming back for seconds and thirds.
Right, exactly.
And let me tell you, see, a one-night stand should turn into a month-night stand or a year-night stand of them serving you because the mental dick and the physical, the two combined together is so great Like EO was saying, her getting drunk off of you. I'm saying you become the drug. She needs the drug. She needs you in the form of ecstasy pill. You in the form of mushroom. Her to cut you up and snort you. Her to put you in a glass vase and smoke you. Her to liquefy you and put you in her veins. That's what we're trying to tell you. So before we can do that, what is it that you want, brother? What do you want?
Well, I want a team of chicks who I can fuck consistently, basically, till I find me a main chick. Well, my queen, actually.
You already had that, and you couldn't keep the team together.
Couldn't get the team.
Everybody wanted to go
to
a different
man. I said I didn't like those chicks.
I'm being honest. I mean, it sounds like you had an opportunity at getting a team together, but they all became free agents after that. They said, I fuck this guy. No.
I just never liked them like that, to that point of just it being sex. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's your fault. That's your fault, man. You fucking hippos, and if you fucking hippos and shit and bitches you're not attracted to, then that comes back to you.
That's
your recruiting. Your recruiting's fucked up.
What?
So your system sounds like it needs to be completely
revamped. Yes.
Yep.
Why 5 and 5? Why are you scraping the bottom of the barrel and picking low hanging fruit, brother? Why are you doing that?
Nah, they sevens though. See, they're not like.
No, you just said, okay. You just told us a second ago that they ain't even worth being on your team, right? Right.
That's true. I mean, yeah. I mean, after I had done having sex with them, I just find out I don't like them like that. That's what I'm saying though.
But stop.
It's kind of
the problem. Okay. It's like you say you want a woman to be a whore for you, but when she's a whore, you're judging her for being the whore that you want her to be. You see, that's what the problem. That's your problem. See, you want women that want to give you the pussy fast, and then when
and
you
see,
get
that's
the pussy,
what I'm listening to a lot of guys too. A lot of guys are telling him that shit.
All that shit, man. I don't. Do you hear what myself and EO are saying? I want her to work for the dick. She got to work for the balls on the forehead. Yeah. She got to work. Her pussy is not enough for me to do all that shit, but you don't even know what is your roster. If you have a roster, 585, you say you want one roster chicks. Tell myself and EO, what does your roster look like for them to fit into these slots? What's on your roster for the slots to be filled?
What do you mean? Like,
you don't
have her, like,
and Steve, one other thing that I would like him to tell us in addition to your very good question. And this is not us trying to put him on Front Street and make fun of him.
Yes.
We're trying to help him. What is your pitch to a woman to get her to want to come to your team?
Yes.
I actually want to pretend that right now you're talking to the woman. You got this baddie on the street.
Yes.
You're approaching her. What are you going to tell her to get to garner her interest so she can come on your team?
What you saying, brother?
No, I use Steve intimate shit, though. Like, I'd be like, you know what I mean? I noticed you from across the street type shit. You know what I'm saying? I found you attractive, but I want to know you in a more intimate way.
Wait, 5-5. We ain't talking. You got to pay attention. We're not talking about the approach. We're talking about just got done nutting all over her face and all this other shit, right? Whatever you did after the one-night stand. Now it's time to go ahead and give her the mission statement to put her as the wide receiver. What position do you want her to play, number one, like I'm saying, and what's the conversation you're having with her to give her the opportunity to be on your roster? That's what we're asking.
Steve, you want me to give him an example? I can do it right now. I can do it right here. So this is what you would do with Stacy. So you would tell Stacy, like, check this out. Mm-hmm. This is what you and I are going to do. You're going to come over every other Tuesday and Sunday. Over Sunday, I'm having a football party, so I need you to be in the kitchen. I need you to cook, bring some appetizers, serve me and my boy some beers. Come sit on the couch, chill, be friendly, bring a few of your friends for my dude. That's what we're going to do on Sunday. And then when I send everybody home, I'll fuck the shit out of you. That's what we do on Sunday, okay? On Tuesday, we got something else going on. So that's what you do with Stacy. And then you tell Stephanie she got a different job and a different role to fill in your life. So you have to be that forward with women where you tell them exactly when they're coming over, at what time, what to wear, how you want them to be when you're there, everything down to the detail. That way they know what to do.
Yeah, and you know what, EO, I'm a because that is how I used to do my football chick. You know what? This is what I want. First, what I do, EO, is I'm calling the fellas. Steak, chicken, ribs, shrimp. What's on the menu? Hey, what do y'all want to eat? All right?
Right.
Get the menu down. Call her. Sunday morning shopping. This is your list. Make sure you get all these items, the dessert, because you're going to be baking some brownies, some cookies. You make sure you get the beer. You make sure you get the steak, the chicken. And this is what I want. Again, like you said, this is what I want you to put on that jersey, put some a little sexy on, but you are to be seen and not heard. You go ahead and serve us, and you quietly hang out with us. Because when I'm talking footballs with the fellas, don't come in talking about, well, oh, did he shoot a three-pointer, or is that a home run? Don't say shit. You just chill the fuck out. Now, for me, EO, at halftime, I'm going to break you off. Because at half,
halftime. In the bathroom.
No, wherever the fuck
like
I want.
Shit, like
right, right. Wherever I want to break you off at, I'm going to break you off at. But once I break
right,
you
right,
off,
whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you clean yourself up. Third quarter, you start preparing the desserts. Start preparing the desserts. And then by fourth quarter, you serving the brownies, the cookies, and all that other stuff to my boys. And then you go ahead and clean up. And then afterwards, I will reward you later on. Football chick. You see what I'm saying, EO?
Right.
How it's done. Like EO said, you gotta be specific. And if she says no, click next in line.
Right.
Caller, please answer the question. He just gave you an example. I gave you an example. Now you be honest and tell us the fucked up thing you saying, because you know you ain't saying this shit. So what are you saying to these women to build your roster, sir?
I'm just basically letting them know, like, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to deal with me, you can't deal with no other guys but me, type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's basically what it is.
They're definitely going to deal with other guys after you say that. Here's the thing. You can't make that decision for another woman. She has to make that decision on her own. Because if you tell her, I don't want you to see other guys. If you go into a relationship with her, if she's campaigning to be your wife one day and you want it to be that way, that's different. But women that you just meeting on the street, let them come to that conclusion and say, yo, Reggie is that motherfucker. I don't want to deal with nobody but Reggie. And let her come up with that. The second you tell a woman, I don't want to see other dudes, her pussy dried up.
Get your crayons out, guys. This is what I always tell them. You always tell women, I'm about to stamp this because EO just gave a stamp. EO, when you say this shit, you better put your stamp on that shit. So people will know that this is originally from EO and not some motherfucker that's going to take your shit later on. But anyway, what I'm saying to the – listen, caller, this is why I tell you. Date who you want to date. If you want to go out to eat, please go out to the nicest restaurant you want to go to.
Right.
This is how it works, right. If you want to go out and have a lavish thing, go out. Oh, you're such an asshole. I'll show you. I'll show you I don't need you. Well, then, hey, go right ahead. This is how it is. What they'll do, I'm going to walk you through this. What they'll do, let me show you how cold women are. When she go on a date, she calling her girlfriend up. Girl, if I text you, give you a signal, call my phone. So give me an excuse to either go in the bathroom so I can call EO to see what he's doing because I miss him and I'm on my period and all this other bullshit, right? And I'm over here like this, EO, I'm just doing man shit, whatever the fuck I'm doing, right? I ain't thinking about that motherfucker. They calling me. Well, what are you doing? Are you busy? Are you mad at me? I just wanted to check up, baby. And you know what? Just to fuck him up. Hey, how's your dinner going? How's it going with you? What are you eating? Matter of fact, do me a favor. Order a lobster and some steak with some loaded mashed potato, El Gratin, if you can. And I'll let you suck my dick while you fix it when you get home. Oh, you're such a jerk. Click, and what did she bring to the house later on that night? The El Gratin potatoes, the steak. And you know what to do, Eve? I'm talking to you right now, Eve. Check it out.
Yeah, you're good.
This
on,
is
bro.
When they say, well, you know what? Can we talk? You know, I know you said you didn't want a relationship, and I know you told me I can see other guys, but I don't want to see anybody. Like EO saying, tell y'all like the vampire. The only way a vampire can enter a home is by the person making the decision to invite them in. I want her to invite me into her world. I'm not going to tell her what she, like EO said, you better stop telling women what the fuck they can do and what they can't do. I want them to see what happens when they do what they want to do and realize that what they're doing is worse than being with me. EO, holler at your boy.
That's major game. Come on, EO.
That's
grown man game. And if you guys, if there's anybody out there that thinks, oh, this is old-fashioned game, that ain't going to work on a girl, so they bull fucking shit. If you don't believe it, try it. Let me tell you this one time where this fine-ass girl that I was blowing the motherfucking back out, it was dead of winter. I'm in bed sleeping all by myself in a robe. All of a sudden, it's like 12 midnight, dead of winter, see?
Yes.
My phone is ringing. I'm like, oh, fuck that. I ain't answering that shit. I'm not expecting anybody. Remember, the vampire has to invite you in, like Steve said. So I'm sleeping in bed in my robe, still ringing. Finally, the doorbell rings. I go, who the fuck is this?